You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
All right, we're recording now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound better.
I do sound better. I had to go to the... Sorry, we're late again. We're late again, guys.
Yeah, why did we say that we're going to put this podcast up on Friday?
Well, we thought we'd record every Wednesday, and that made a lot of sense, but then every Wednesday something happens. Two weeks ago, we lost the show.
Well, okay.
Last week, I was so sick, I actually went to the doctor, which I never do.
Right. See, that still doesn't make any sense to me. We know that...
We know that we're unreliable. Why would we make promises?
See, why did I stammer and stutter with that? But you knew exactly what I was talking about, which is, hey, you know what, dummies? Let's just record on a Wednesday, and then we'll post it by Monday. That way we don't have to worry about anything if something comes up. But no, we tried to say we're going to record every Wednesday, and then we are going to have this posted by Friday. That's just Tony being lazy, saying that he doesn't want to actually post it on
Sunday. This new
schedule
is going to be great for football, though.
Why?
Because now we can talk about the games before they happen, and then the next week we can talk about the results from the week.
Well, see, I think if we can get our act together, we might be able to record every Wednesday night, which would be great, but then we could actually take calls, which Tony and I were testing out that.
I think you overestimate the number of listeners.
Well, when I mean calls, I mean one of us is going to have to step out of the beat lab.
Just to make a phone call
and
pretend we're somebody else.
Hi, I'm Michael Thompson. I'm a big fan of your radio show, and I was just wondering. How big are Don's balls?
Yeah, we're never going to have any real calls.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Radio for Winners, other episode, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Gentlemen, it is good to hear your voices back to normal, Jeremy. I was concerned last week. You actually looked like you were going to pass out.
I didn't feel good when I got home after the recording that show. I felt absolutely awful. And then Wednesday when we tried to record this week, I couldn't talk. By the time we were supposed to record, even if I wanted to come, it would have been like, so, hold on, the whole show. It would have been awful, which is actually better than my normal recording.
When you went to the walk-in clinic... take us through that, because I've never had a pleasant experience at a walk-in clinic.
Well, it's right across the street from my house now, and so I thought this would be great. So I drive to it, and there's no one there. There's absolutely no one there but the two people at the desk. So I walk up, and I said, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I think I have the flu. I'm making sure it's not strep, and I have a little kid, so I want to make sure I get this taken care of. And they stare at me, and they're like, sir, you need to make an appointment. And I was like, but isn't this a walk-in clinic? And they're like, yeah, but you can walk in and make an appointment. So I said, okay, fine. When do you have time to see me? And again, there's nobody else in this place. It's not like there was a bunch of people waiting, and I got there at 8 o'clock, and they told me they couldn't see me until 10:30. So at 10:30 I come back, still nobody there, and they took care of me immediately. Like I came in, I sat down in the room they put me in, immediately I had a nurse come in and then a doctor, and then I was out in 10 minutes. So I don't know if no one was there at all and they just didn't want to take anybody, or if they were all watching the
O's
game.
Was it a doctor or was it a nurse, a physician's assistant?
I had a physician's assistant first, and then I got an actual doctor came in.
You went to a walk-in clinic? You went to like a...
Not like a minute clinic. I went to like a nighttime pediatrics, but not a nighttime pediatrics. It's something else. Like,
you didn't go to a pediatrician? You didn't go to a pediatrician?
I did. I always go to a pediatrician.
Did you get a sticker or a lollipop?
I got a lollipop and a Frozen sticker.
I remember the last time I went to a walk-in clinic, I had like a rash from like doing one of those horrible observations.
Well, I mean, I went with for a cough. I didn't come in like, my balls are itchy.
But the rash was like all over my ass, so all over my backside. So I had this like doctor.
He's at a pediatrician with his ass rash.
He's at my dentist.
She's like rifling through my butt cheeks, and like it was just a very awkward.
And then he's like,
awkward
sir, let me get a doctor in here. You're like, well, who are you? He didn't even work there. Absolutely bizarre.
I'm here to clean the fish tank, sir. I thought I saw your rash there. I thought it'd help you out there.
But anyway, so I go there and I don't know if you've ever had a strep test done.
Yeah, but you know, hold on 1 second. Those are franchises, right? Like you could buy, you know, like you would.
I don't want to buy a doctor's
office.
Well,
what I'm saying is that you could buy like you.
But
buy
then I wouldn't have to wait. Maybe I will.
But you could buy like a McDonald's, but you could buy one of those as well. And you would think...
Put them in the same building?
Well, I'm just saying you would think the customer service would...
A bonchon.
You would think the customer service would be better. But they're never that good.
Once I had an appointment, they were very nice. But at first, I was like, I'm obviously sick. I could barely talk. And they keep asking me questions. Every time I'm trying not to cough as I talk to them, you can tell they're just trying to play with me. But so anyway, so I go there, and I don't know if you ever had a strep test done, but they basically take, like, it looks like a Q-tip with blades on the end, and they just scrape the shit out of the back of your neck.
Oh, in the back of your throat?
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't warn me. They were just like, open your mouth, please. And then they just jam these two sticks in there and rub it against the back of my throat, which felt like fire. And that was awful. But it turns out I don't have strep, which is good.
Sounds like
so they basically just told me I'm a sissy, and they gave me a nasal spray. And I do feel much better, so who knows. But at least it wasn't strep. I was worried I'd give it to my family.
Did they write that on your chart? Sissy.
They wrote sissy next to my frozen sticker.
Nice.
It was nice.
Good for you.
So I'm back. I'm sorry the show didn't go up on Friday. That's my fault this time. So next week it'll be someone else's fault. We're not up on Friday.
Well, it really wasn't your fault. I had to cancel last minute too, but it was fine. We're back together again, doing this this awesome creation.
This wondrous podcast.
This wondrous.
I did get my car back.
Hey!
I did. I got my car back. They said it would take a month, and it only took a week and a half, probably because they decided they didn't want to pay for a month of rentals.
GM called and said, sir, because you have this car, we actually think that it's better off that you die in a car accident.
I honestly thought I was going to get a phone call where they were going to say, look, we're just going to give you the blue book value on this car, and you need to trash it as long as you buy a car from us. But they didn't. They actually, it drives better than it has in a long time, and it doesn't smell like farts anymore. It still smells like gas, but I'll take that.
It doesn't leave massive leaks on the
gas all over Don's driveway.
I was
going
to say, I'm going to go out to my drive, because there's no cars in my driveway currently. I'm going to go out there later on, and I'm going to take a look.
I'll look when I leave, but if there is any, I'm very sorry.
Just
but
park I've my been looking house, at my which is what I do.
I checked at my own parking spot at my house, and it does not leak gas anymore, which is good. Very nice. And it seems to be, not losing it to where I drive and see I lost a quarter of a tank by driving 4 miles.
I was going to try to freak out my father-in-law by parking his car right over the leaky spot.
See, now I did you a favor.
That would have been too much work.
But now I feel bad because that car had actual power, the one I was renting. And again, it didn't smell like a butthole. And so now I'm in like new car fever.
See, now, well, you were talking about buying a new car anyway.
Right, but I was going to wait, but now I don't want to wait. I think we're still going to have to wait. But
your car stinks.
Well, it's not just, it's a bad car. It's got 160,000 miles. It has no power at all. And it's a pain to drive around with kids in it. So I need to get like a big car. Like an SUV or a van, something that's going to hold these kids
like
better.
Like a Delta 88?
Like, yep, that's what I want.
An Oldsmobile Delta 88 from 1988.
Yeah, I got that. Thanks.
Curb feelers and all. That's nice. That's nice. What else is going on, Tom?
Let's see. I never talked about a couple weeks ago. I did that Warrior Dash race.
No,
with the coworkers.
I don't remember that.
Wait, you do obstacle racing?
I know. Huh?
This is a newsflash.
I just started this this thing where you go over walls under a barbed. No, but I had this race. And I talked a few months ago. This is probably going back to November. I had actually had a bet against some coworkers where
you bet them once at Applebee's.
This was like a dumb reason to make a bet because they're all like better, much better shape than I am. But the bet was the top two winners would get their lunch bought for by the bottom two finishers, and guess who? Was a bottom finisher.
I'm assuming it's you.
You said that already.
Yes, by a long shot. Wasn't even close. We had the starting line, and they took off, and I was like, my goal was just to be just one guy who's like real, real old that wasn't affiliated with the race at all. I think he was joined out of nowhere.
I found the oldest, most out of shape person, and I'm going to beat him.
I'm like, if this guy gets up this hill before I do, I'm just going to end it now. It was terrible.
He's out there walking his dog in the forest.
Oh, I'm gonna beat that guy.
But yeah, outside of that, that's about it. I joined a gym down here. They don't do haircuts. They don't have a hot tub. They don't have a steam room. It's terrible.
Wow, what do they actually have?
They have like barbells from like 1961, and some guy who's.
Do they weigh differently today versus 1961?
And I got this guy.
5
who's
pounds
like a
used to be lighter.
Lifter.
Coffee used to be hotter. The 60s.
I got this one guy who's like a power lifter, but he's like he's the most out of shape guy I've ever seen in a gym. But he just loves to give out advice about powerlifting.
What's a power lifter?
It's a guy that like benches or does squats or like heavyweight.
So like how much? Like I could probably lift, I don't know, 20 pounds. What's this guy lifting?
this guy's probably benching, I don't know, well over 400. I mean, he's a huge guy, but like he's also like a guy you can tell just goes after like after like he works out, he goes to McDonald's and has like seven Big Macs. Like he's not a guy.
He's carving up. He's carving up.
I got a carb load after my workout.
Got a carb load. Carving up.
But it's just it's a terrible gym. I'm only paying like $25 a month, so it's like worth it for the price. But it's not.
Is that worth it?
They don't cut your hair.
Most gyms, to be honest.
Now, when I go in, I want a place where I can get my hair cut. Then I want to relax in the steam room, and then maybe work out. That's my rule for gyms.
Just join a spa, Tony.
$25 seems like a lot of money a month.
$25.
No, for a gym membership, that's not bad.
No?
Mm-mm. If you went to Gold or something, you're paying $40 or more. When we did a family membership at the YMCA, I have something to bring up on that. We used to do a family membership at the YMCA in Baltimore, and that was $80 a month. Are you telling me we're not recording?
No, you're
just making weird hand movements.
Yeah, I was trying to get Tony's attention. Sorry.
Okay. So speaking of the Y, so we used to take my son, who is now almost 2.5, to the YMCA because he could go to the pool, and we wanted to get him swim lessons. So now that we've moved, we belong to a different pool that we get for free with our – well, not for free. It's part of the HOA. But we got a different pool. But their rule is you cannot go in the real pool unless you're potty trained.
Right. You can't have a swim diaper in the – because they have to drain – it'd have to drain the whole pool, clean it, and then fill it back up.
Right. So here's my question. How bad of a dad am I that I'm going to do this? I'm going to just take him in anyway with no diaper on. Because all a swim diaper does – now, Tony, I don't know if you've seen a swim diaper – but
I'm
a swim diaper, so a real diaper, you know, it holds liquid. So if you pour water onto a real diaper, it puffs up, but it stops from spilling everywhere. A swim diaper is essentially netting for your butthole. All it does is stop turds from flying out. But it looks like a diaper. It just doesn't actually absorb anything. But it's clear that they're wearing one. So I'm just going to take them in without one. Because assuming that you can just accept that a public pool is nothing but urine, it's fine that it's a kid's urine. Because you're going to have old man urine in there, too. It's going to cancel out.
Well, no. What it does is it reminds you that when you play with your child in the kiddie pool area, all they're doing is just recycling the urine and just spraying it
still
with that big
pee.
Mushroom spray thing.
They don't have one of those, although that would just be a urine soaked.
It's just a urine shower.
Which is nice.
Which, again,
normally
you got
to pay for that.
Right, but coming back from the cruise and swimming in the kiddie pool with the kids, you get out with that film all over you. And you know it's just urine. It's just 100% urine. You're covered in a film of urine.
So here's the game. How far do I get into the summer before my kid craps in this pool?
I don't know.
Like, do you think I'll even make it to July, or will it be his first time in the pool in June, and I'll have to be? I'm sorry, he just crapped all in this pool, and I don't know what happened.
What does
he's potty trained?
Does he poop in the tub?
No, he does not poop in the tub.
See, mine didn't poop in the tub either.
This is the older son.
Yeah, no, the youngest son isn't going to go anywhere near the real pool.
So the
older son.
At what
he's
point does
half.
The older son start beating up the other kids around the pool?
That's true. Only the little kids. Other bigger kids, he's not going to beat up, and there's a lot of bigger kids there. He's been better about that.
He's gonna go beat the life.
I told you he got bites all over his arm one day from another kid. So I figured out they're just training these kids how to fight. They're not really doing
it's
anything.
MMA. MMA.
It's another source of revenue. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, why not?
So, kids fighting league.
So I'm gonna put that he makes it to July before he craps in that pool. How embarrassed am I gonna be? Right now I don't think I'm gonna be embarrassed, but I think in truth I'll be really, really. It'll be awkward.
See, I think you're gonna.
Maybe I'll just crap in there too and tell him it was me, because I think I could get away with that. Like I would just. I'm sorry, I'm very sick, as opposed to saying it was him.
See, but remember, you're gonna have to live there for a while.
I'm not gonna live in the pool though.
But that's your community pool.
Yeah, my community already hates me though. So
yeah, but I was thinking about you the other day because I was talking to neighbors, and my son always comes out and goes, "Dad, who are you talking to?" I'm like, "I don't know, just, you know, being friendly, talking to
Actually,
neighbors."
Actually, I'm learning how to be friendly to
and
neighbors.
I'm
thank
like,
you.
Tony, I mean, Jeremy would not talk to any strangers walking up
key.
And down the street.
There is a new, they sold one of the other houses in my development, and it apparently is like seven families and none of them speak English. So now we're not the bad family. Now we're like, do you believe that there's this house that has seven families in there? And they don't even say hi. They don't say anything.
They don't speak English.
Right. But they have
an excuse. They don't speak the
but
language.
But I like them because they're quiet.
So you made friends with the new people that moved in because...
No, we just have an understanding. We don't talk. But now I talk to my other neighbors because now I'm no longer the bad neighbor.
Oh, so they've moved in and your status has been elevated.
Right. Now we're not just the weird new neighbors. Now we're the old weird new neighbors.
Hey, you guys used to be the crazy weird people, but...
We're those two loud kids, but you know what? Those eight foreigners over there. Let's just stare at them. Yeah. Let's not say hi or anything. Let's just stare at them.
Yeah, but I was thinking about you the other day. But you gotta
I think about you all the time, Don.
Well, I but you do have to worry about you going back to that pool. How are you going to be able to ever go back to that pool if your kid drops a deucer in there?
I will shave my eyebrows off, and then no one will know it's me. I'll draw new ones on and a Hulk Hogan mustache.
You should just grow your hair out.
I look like I can't grow hair on the top of my head, so I look like Sad Gallagher. It's not really what I'm aiming for.
You should do that.
No, I should never do
that.
We
could smash watermelons this summer.
We can do that anyway. That'll be fun.
All right. Tony, you doing some Google searches?
I am not. No, I'm fully engrossed in the show right now.
Oh, I bet. He's asleep and reading a book.
No, but have you done some Google searches recently?
What? Is this a transition that I don't know about? I always do Google searches.
Yeah, but did you ever do a Google search for yourself, for your name?
Oh.
Wow. That was seamless.
Well, all right, so I'm trying to figure out who in the name of God. Anymore. First off, let me just help you out. I'm trying to figure out who in the name of God is trying to lead this show. Tony's sitting back with a cup of coffee, just lounging back, you know, from the Beat Lab studio down in Asheville. So I don't see any sort of show list written down anywhere. Jeremy's over here drinking coffee.
I got it all up here though.
Yeah, but you're just rambling. Who's transitioning to the next topic? So I now have to pull it up and I have to lead this thing going on here.
You know
so
what,
I'm
Don?
Trying to transition to the next topic. So who is leading this show?
Well, first off, none of us are.
So Jeremy. Jeremy, I hear that you like schools.
Well, now I'm lost.
See, but then that's like the transition. Like, what am I supposed to talk about? Oh, yeah, schools, neighborhood pool. Okay.
Schools, kids. Yeah, that's right. I got some donuts yesterday.
Just trying to help move the show along here.
I was on Facebook the other day, and I do this thing where I put my name in to see who else is named Tony Grasick or Anthony Grasick somewhere in the rest of the country or world, and then I try to compare whether or not that other person is more successful than I am, and it turns out yes.
Are you the least successful Tony Grasick on Facebook?
The three other ones, yeah, the other three are much more successful than I am.
The other three are actual they're rocket scientists of.
So then I put Don's name in. And Don's like the only one out there. There's no other Don's out there.
Well, there is one more.
Is there?
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah, he's.
But my dad, I don't think, is on Facebook.
That's what it was. There's a lot of Jeremys.
Yeah, but they're mostly French. France. Yeah, they're mostly French. And all very much more successful than me.
I am Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
I am Prime Minister Pepe Le Pew.
Well, that's not my name. But
So. Jeremy, now that you're back on the mend, are you going to start your Jeremy fitness routine again?
I do have to do something. I'm not gonna do this Tough Mudder. I've decided. I haven't told everyone else on the team yet, but I'm not doing this one in June. I guess they'll find out if they listen to the show. Since they don't, they'll find out when I don't show up in June.
So did you actually sign up for that? Or you never even bothered?
No. The team signed up, and I was like, yeah, all right, I'll join. I'm not going to join. I don't want to pay almost $200 to do this.
It's totally not worth it. Yeah, totally not worth spending that kind of money.
And I haven't trained enough, but not that that's ever stopped me before, but. I'm just like, why am I paying $200 to do this and then stay overnight in around Richmond and have to deal with all that? I don't want to do any of that. And I think it's Father's Day weekend. Not that I'm going to do a lot, but still, it'd be nice to be home.
Now, Father's Day weekend, will you be working the entire weekend doing stuff around the house?
Oh, it's a guarantee.
Or will you actually?
No, I'll be doing stuff around the house. There's no way I'll be allowed to have a weekend where I do nothing. It's all I want, and it will never happen. In fact, I'll probably make myself breakfast on Father's Day and then make breakfast for everybody else. And then I will go
to the pool and shit in the pool.
And I'm going to go anchor the shit in the pool. No, but I'll probably have, like, this weekend was, okay, so yesterday, it's Memorial Day weekend. So I was like, you know, my backyard isn't very big, but it's supposed to be all stone and gravel. But no one's weeded it since last year. So I was going to go out and I weeded it. And I thought, okay, now I'm going to go out and get new mulch. I'm going to get new gravel to put down. We're going to get some plants. We're going to go crazy. We did none of those things. I got the back weeded mostly. Because I have to get some weed killer now, but I got it all weeded. The big weeds are out, and then we were gonna go to just get flowers. It's a 5-minute drive from my house, but it was like, no, let's put the kid down for a nap. Okay, so that took an hour, and then he slept for 2 hours, so we didn't want to go when he was asleep. So then when he got up, it was like, well, maybe we'll go now, but he wants to go outside and play on his scooter, so let's let that happen. So we ended up not getting anything done at all. Like, I got the yard weeded. I did all the work I was gonna do all day in 10 minutes, and that's
all
I could do.
Why couldn't you have just gone to get the plants?
Okay, well, first off, I don't know about you, Don, but if I go out and pick flowers, I'm going to pick the wrong flowers.
Why couldn't you send your wife to go get the...
She didn't want to go alone, Don.
She didn't want to go to the hardware store alone?
No, not even the hardware store. To a homestead gardens.
Okay.
So it was a place with lots of flowers. It wasn't even like I was like, hey, go to Home Depot and look for flowers. She just did, she was like, well, I'll go. But that's the code for I don't want to go by myself. We should all wait and go together.
Well, the kid could have played on the scooter while you were putting the flowers in the garden.
Is there a worse experience than picking up like plants and flowers? It's like, it's terrible.
I hate it.
I don't mind once the doing it part. Like, I don't mind once the flowers are picked. I don't mind going home and you know, getting the planter set up and putting them in there and getting them. Like, I like that, but I don't want to go and pick flowers. Because I'm not going to pick the right flowers.
Well, I don't understand the point of flowers either. They seem to bloom for like a day or two, and then they don't bloom again until the next year.
You only like to grow things that have a purpose?
Yep.
Don only grows basil. He has 1,000 basil plants.
Yes. Yes.
We have a lot of pasta at my house.
Yes. No, but I want things to be, you know, like we have these big trees in the front yard, and they blossom. They're not cherry blossoms, so please don't make jokes about that. They blossom for like...
What? Why don't I make jokes about cherry blossoms?
Because cherry blossoms...
I've got an hour of cherry blossom material, so I hope you're ready, Don. I hope you mention it.
Cherry blossoms, they bloom for like a day or two, and then they're ugly trees.
I like that you were like, don't make fun of me for this. Cherry blossoms.
No, they're not cherry blossoms.
Like I was
going
to flip the table over. Oh, shit. Cherry blossoms.
No, we have.
I think we're all secretly hoping that Don forgot to hit record on this episode.
No, I think this is our best episode yet.
No, we have those. They're Bradford pears. Yeah, they smell horrible.
Are those the trees that smell like semen?
They smell like sperm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They but you're like, your whole yard smells like sperm.
I should get one of those so I have an excuse. Because otherwise, like, Jeremy, your basement reeks of semen. Like, yeah, I know.
Why does your backyard smell like smell like semen? Jeremy's out there masturbating out on the back.
I got a lawn chair. I just like to sit out back.
You don't have a Bradford pear out here. Why is your deck?
Jeremy, that's just a bonsai you covered in semen. That's not a pear. Oh, man. Speaking of an hour of cherry blossom material, Tony, have you seen that Last Comic Standing is back on the air?
I have, yes, after a four-year absence. And I actually watched
Week. Who's hosting it?
J.B. Smoove.
Oh, okay.
And then the judges are what? Roseanne Barr and...
Roseanne Barr, Russell Peters, and...
Carrot Top.
Keenan Ivan Wayans, who I don't know. Like, I see him as a comedic actor, but he's not a stand-up.
Keenan Ivan?
I guess he...
Keenan Ivan Wayans. You know, from In Living Color. Keenan Ivan Wayans. So close, Tony. So close.
I almost got it.
Did you watch it?
I did. I checked it out because I had a couple of friends. I saw the list of 100 comedians that were going to be on there. And I recognized about half the names. And a few of them were actual people I did stand up with in the D.C. area. So I watched the first episode, and my friend Hampton, who lives out in L.A. now, but he was like he was on it, but he never actually got any stage time. But they showed him like in the backstage, like the background, like
drinking
coffee, like 7-8 different times, but never actually got up and did any stand up.
Did anyone you know actually get time on the show?
Like Aaron Jackson.
Time? Okay.
She actually advanced. So she's.
You think we could get her on the podcast?
Not a chance. No one is going to come on this podcast.
Why is it that all these people that Tony has done stand up with have gone on to TV shows and?
Well, Tony, how long ago was that that you did stand up?
Wait a minute, hold on. Tony's getting a gun. What
it's
are you doing?
It's been a while now. it's been like, I guess 5 years. I don't think I performed since 2009.
When did you start? I mean, I guess
2003.
Okay, so yeah, it's been over 10 years since you started doing stand up, and about 5 years since you stopped doing stand up.
Yeah, it takes about 10 years, 8 to 10 years for comedians to actually start doing something with it once they've started. So I quit well after I realized I was terrible. I quit
after everyone told me
about after 6 years. But you know, I mean, you got to sacrifice. You have to move to LA, move to New York, and you have to be willing to not make money for a very long time in hopes that you'll make something.
Instead, Tony's moved to Asheville.
What's that?
Yeah, it says instead you've moved to Asheville.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I get the benefit of not
it's
having
the southern
traffic.
East Coast hub for great comics and craft brews.
So I guess so this person, Aaron Jackson, I guess got farther on whatever
Last Comic Standing.
I was like, America's Got Talent. Last Comic Standing. And then, you know, Rory, who we've talked about, Rory Scovel, has like a real TV show. and is appearing in other things. Like he was on Amy Schumer's show on Comedy Central
last week. I saw that.
How many of your other friends are doing stuff now?
Like the Poonanza sketches alone, which had a lot of my friends. Let's see. Seton Smith is on John Mulaney's new show that starts in the fall on Fox. You got Parnan Churla, who I think is going to be on Last Comic Standing, but she also was on Totally Biased, which was recently canceled. Andy Haynes, you'll see him on Comedy Central quite a bit. Jermaine Fowler, who was in the Poonanza, he's going to be on a sketch show on the True Network, which I haven't really seen. But
what? The True Network's doing a sketch show? Isn't it like a crime drama channel?
I don't know what it's, True TV, right?
Yeah. So they just do like murder shows.
Yeah, and comic sketches.
And they have a fake fake Pawn Stars. It's called something else, but it's the same idea. You can tell it's all staged because it'll be like, this black transvestite wants to return this dildo she bought. It's awful.
Is that the one that's based in Detroit? Because that's the scariest.
And the guys that run it are just like, we'll shoot you in the face if you don't get out.
It's a terrifying show. Like the people that work there are terrifying. Everything about that show is terrifying.
So all those people did Poonanzas?
Yeah, I don't think Aaron Jackson did a Poonanza, but a lot of these people did Poonanzas or worked on the Poonanza, which was, for anyone who doesn't know, the Larry Poon-based sketch comedy show that was on, was locally done maybe once a year, twice a year?
Like once a year, twice a year for about 3 years.
Yours truly was on several of them, doing not stand-up.
I watched many of them, but do you ever reach out to these people and say, hey, man, remember when we did that Poonanza? Can I be on your show?
Remember that thing you did for free 7 years ago? Yeah, I demand a guest spot.
You know, you think I would do that, but the fact that I'm not willing to go to New York or LA kind of ruins the opportunities.
I think Tony's written a show about Asheville and he sent it to NBC.
I've already started. Oh, speaking of that character I did, I've been trying to get Larry Poon clips, the character I did off of YouTube.
Right. because you're embarrassed?
Oh, it's terrible. There's like 7 clips that are like out of context because basically they were like for a show that we did like 7 years ago or whatever. So they're not funny because they pertain to this show. So if you see this like outside that stand-up show, like you have no idea what I'm talking about. And they're just terrible, unfunny clips, which is actually not surprising given I was Larry Poon that had his ups and downs to begin with. But I've been trying to get these clips removed and I can't get them removed.
Why?
Like YouTube will not take them down. Like if you put like copyright or trademark or privacy invasion or whatever.
Who put them up?
This guy Jason.
I thought DC Improv had some up too.
Well, there are. He's not going to get rid of all the Larry Poon on the internet. Just these specific clips.
Oh.
But he forgot. He forgot the email password for the account, so he can't even help me. The guy that actually put them up.
They're just going to be up there forever. So when someone looks Larry Poon, it's just you talking about how much you like shoes or something.
They're so terrible. They're awful.
I did find one because you mentioned that you were looking for clips. So I was like, oh, let's see what I can find. I found one where you're singing the hustling song. Every day I'm hustling. And you sell it. You sell it hard. It reminded me how much I miss Larry Poon.
There is one clip that I actually do like where I'm kind of crushing at this show in Baltimore. I think it's the clip that you saw was me doing that. And I go, everyone's... That's like the only good clip I've ever had.
It's a solid clip. It's you and John Mumma, former host of Radio for Winners, doing his character Marsdale, and somebody else. I forgot who else. Maybe it's Justin.
I think Schlegel was in that show too.
And then the last half of the whole clip, which is like a 3-minute clip. The last half is you talking about how amazing you are, and it was the best.
So you don't think
you're jealous at all your friends are out doing this now?
Oh, no, totally jealous. Totally. Oh, absolutely miserable. Oh, man.
Usually people turn on their TVs for entertainment.
He turns it off in disgust.
Oh, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's very cool to see friends that you used to do stand-up with actually, you know, on TV doing stand-up or doing other comedy-related stuff on TV. So I do like that. But, oh, yeah, of course I'm jealous.
Why don't you get out there and start again? You're in a whole new market. You could take over Asheville by storm.
You know, I could, but I think that would only give me opportunities to do like one-nighters in like rural parts of North Carolina, and I don't really want to do terrible one-nighters.
In rural parts of North Carolina.
Yeah,
how much more rural could you possibly be?
there's comedians I know that are doing like they'll drive 6 hours to do like a one nighter for like $140, and I just can't do that again.
I would do that.
Yeah, I was about to be like, that's awful, but I realized that I'm in a band who will drive 6 hours out of the way to make no money and get paid in beer, and we'll do that regularly. Which, speaking of which, went out last week. We played our first show of 2014.
Yeah, how'd that go?
In Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Yeah, I can't believe you drove all the way to West Virginia.
Well, it's only an hour and a half. It wasn't too bad, and it was a good time. So hopefully we're going to play a couple more times this year before we quit forever. Nice. Great being in a band. So another episode of Radio for Winners. We'll see you guys next week. Maybe this will go up on time. Maybe it won't. See you next week. Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.